This is a story of a farmer's market that, for some, has to transition from a hobby to business. At Swindlers & Sons Florist, the greenhouse out back is doubling as a local shopping center. On this February morning, the heater provides much-needed warmth to the open-air venue. Desi Buchanan weaves through the small crowd. She has bright, clear eyes and a friendly way about her, and she seems to have a good rapport with the customers.
Did you get your cookies?
Yeah, I got them first.
Good. And we also have some new pies over here as well.
She's been working to help create a year-long market for the community, helping the farmers decide what they're going to sell and where. Desi says the goal is to raise awareness for local food and make the market more accessible to the community.
So they're also supporting the local food vendors. For some of the vendors, it's more of a hobby. Some of them, this is their livelihood.
The winter market is a new idea and one that Desi's made possible. The summer market has been around for a while. And for some, like farmer Nancy Pickard, being able to sell year-round has made a big difference. She raises cows, chickens, and bakes bread to sell here.
Right before Thanksgiving, before Christmas, it was really good for all of us, and we did better than we were doing on the whole month of September.
Pickard says her family has been hit hard by the economy, and the extra cash and the exposure has helped her bottom line. And Desi says customers tell her all the time how much they like the extra opportunities to spend their money locally. After the market's over, she turns off the heater so we can chat about what brought her back home.
My mom had inherited a farm here in Wilmington, and she was luring me back with having a house and a farm.
Desi had gone away for college and lived abroad for a while. When she came home, she got a job at a fitness center and recently had been promoted. But she heard about what some other young people were doing in the community and about the Grow Food, Grow Hope program.
I was at the gym one day, and I was like, why don't I just do this? Like, this would be the opportunity to volunteer and to help with bi-local and to help with whatever full-time. And so it was just really sort of a light bulb moment.
Desi studied anthropology in school, and she says that helped her manage a market. Her background prepared her to observe and participate in different cultural and social situations.
You know, I had a great job, and a lot of people in town, and even people in my family were like, why are you giving up this job to make less than half of what you're making now? But it just seemed like the perfect fit at that time.
Desi wants to see the market be sustainable long after her tenure at Grow Food, Grow Hope. One of her next steps is to help coordinate a group of board members who'll be in charge of running the market in the future, including some from Clinton County's Green Enterprise Zone.
I'm a third generation Wilmingtonian. I mean, my grandparents were well known here. My parents were well known here. Now people know me and maybe not my parents or maybe not my grandparents. And it's, you know, now I get to make my mark.
I have five grandchildren. Seeing five little grandchildren, I want them to grow up with clean air and good water.
Dave Bailey has lived in Wilmington all his life. He says he would have never considered himself an environmentalist in the past, and he says he's pro-business. Yet that's precisely why he's involved in Wilmington's Green Enterprise Zone.
I have to admit, with age, maybe you get a little wiser, I hope I have, and I'm certainly much more environmentally concerned today than I was 20 years ago.
Now, Dave is helping local businesses use sustainable energy grants. Tomorrow we'll join him and others who are trying to sell that idea to the community. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.